This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Prime Minister Balendra Saha holds a joint meeting with EU member states ambassadors and heads of missions, reiterates Nepal's balanced and pragmatic foreign policy guided by the principles of sovereign equality and shared prosperity. Speaker Dul Prasad Aryal informs House of Representatives that the Prime Minister will respond to MPs' questions in the Parliament soon. Heat waves affect daily lives in three districts. And Iran vows swift decisive response after US launches new strikes. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Balendra Saha today held a joint meeting with the European Union member states, ambassadors and heads of diplomatic missions based in Kathmandu and New Delhi, as well as the ambassadors of other countries based in Kathmandu. The meeting held at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singh Darbar focused on Nepal's current priorities, strengthening bilateral relations and expanding cooperation in various sectors. The ambassadors and heads of missions highlighted major areas of cooperation and expressed support and cooperation to the new government in delivering results for the benefit of the Nepali people. Reiterating Nepal's balanced and pragmatic foreign policy, Prime Minister Saha underscored that Nepal's engagement with its neighbors, development partners and friendly countries is guided by the principles of mutual respect, sovereign equality and shared prosperity. The Prime Minister also appreciated the continued goodwill and support extended to Nepal's development endeavors and hoped for an enhanced level of cooperation in the days to come. Highlighting the government's resolve to ensure good governance and achieve inclusive economic prosperity, the Prime Minister stressed on benefiting from global markets, attracting greater investment through streamlined procedures, encouraging innovation and achieving sustainable development. Prime Minister Saha also said that the government is committed to delivering real, visible improvements to the daily lives of the citizens. He expressed the government's eagerness to deepen partnership across key sectors, including trade, investment, green energy, climate action, and tourism. Foreign Minister Sisir Kanal, political advisor to the Prime Minister Asim Saha, Chief Secretary Mr. Suman Raj Aryal, Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai and other senior government officials were present on the occasion. Speaker of the House of Representatives, Dul Prasad Aryal, has said that the Prime Minister Balendra Saha is preparing to come to the House soon. After opposition parties continuously demanded Prime Minister Saha's presence and his response to their questions, Speaker Aryal said that an informal conversation that he was informed that the Prime Minister is preparing to respond to the MP's questions. The Speaker said that he would fix the date for Prime Minister Saha's presence and response after receiving a formal letter from the government. Speaker Aryal also urged opposition lawmakers not to obstruct the House meeting as there is a lot of work left in the lawmaking process. Earlier in the meeting, Chief Whip of the ruling Rashtriya Swatantra Party, Kavindra Burlakoti, had informed the House that the Prime Minister Saha would come to the House within a week. Meanwhile, the House of Representatives' meeting resumed and entered the regular agenda amid protests from opposition parties. Daily lives have been affected in the districts of Tarai region, including Baki and Bardia, due to rising heat waves. Over the past 2 weeks, the temperatures in Nepalganj and surrounding areas have continued to rise, disrupting everyday activities. In recent days, the temperature in Nepalganj has exceeded 40 degrees Celsius. Activity in market areas has dropped considerably during the daytime, and even rural areas are beginning to appear deserted. Meanwhile, hospitals have reported an increase in patients suffering from heat-related illness. The Weather Forecasting Division under the Department of Hydrology and Meteorology has stated that the risk of extreme heat and heat waves is likely to continue for some days. The Ministry of Agriculture, Forest and Environment is set to distribute chemical fertilizers to farmers on scientific grounds. The ministry is distributing fertilizers based on the ratio of their cultivable land area and production in order to allow a shortage of chemical fertilizers. As reported, there is a stock of around 145,000 metric tons of chemical fertilizers. Information officer at the ministry, Lal Kumar Shrestha, said in view of paddy plantation, a process has been initiated to swiftly import additional 40,000 metric tons of fertilizers, including urea and DAP. Minister for Information and Communications, Dr. Vikram Timal Sinha, has directed the government-run media agencies to complete the annual audit as soon as possible and expedite the process of recovering loan overdue arrears. During a discussion held with the heads of the agencies at the ministry today, Communications Minister Dr. Timal Sinha directed them to prioritize the pending work of audit and arrears management. Expressing concern over it, Minister Timal Sinha directed the heads of the concerned agencies to immediately proceed with the stalled audit and complete it within stipulated time. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न कल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट ब्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एट दि एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गर 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको सञ्चार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. A second meeting of the Nepal-Norway bilateral consultation mechanism has reviewed the entire gamut of Nepal-Norway relations. In the meeting held in Kathmandu on Monday, both sides reaffirmed their commitment to further enhancing cooperation and strengthening bilateral ties, according to a press release of the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. On the occasion, the Nepali side appreciated the Norwegian government for its continuous support to Nepal's development endeavors. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The U.S. said it launched new strikes on southern Iran on Monday, targeting Iranian missile sites and boats attempting to place mines. The BBC cited U.S. Central Command CENTCOM's statement as saying that the strikes were in self-defense and designed to protect their troops from threats posed by Iranian forces. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, said on Tuesday that it had downed a U.S. drone and fired a fighter jet and another drone that entered Iranian airspace, state media reported. IRGC added that Iran had the legitimate and definite right to retaliate against any U.S. ceasefire violations. Iranian state media had earlier reported that local officials in Bandar Abbas were investigating after explosions were heard. Israeli strikes have killed at least 12 people and wounded others in eastern Lebanon, state media reported, as fragile ceasefire comes under growing strain. According to Al Jazeera, the attacks hit the village of Masgara in the Baker Valley late on Monday, Lebanon's state-run national news agency reported on Tuesday. The Israeli military said in a statement that it struck more than 100 Hezbollah infrastructures and terrorists in the Baker Valley and across southern Lebanon in the wake of attacks. The attacks come after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he had authorized more intensive strikes against Hezbollah across Lebanon, putting further pressure on U.S. brokered ceasefire that took effect last month. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy over Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, including the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini province, and the remaining Himalayan regions, partly cloudy over the remaining hilly regions, and mainly fair in the Terai region. There is also a possibility of moderate rainfall and snowfall at a few places in Kosi and Madhes provinces. Similarly, there is also a possibility of light rainfall and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Lumbini, Karnali and Sudur Paschim provinces. Similarly, there is also a possibility of windy storms at a few places in Madhes province and the hilly and Terai regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Valindra Saha holds a joint meeting with UN member states, ambassadors and heads of missions, reiterates Nepal's balanced and pragmatic foreign policy guided by principles of sovereign equality and shared prosperity. Speaker Dol Prasad Oryal informs House of Representatives that the Prime Minister will respond to MPs' questions in Parliament soon. Heat waves affect daily lives in Terai districts, and Iran vows a swift decisive response after U.S. launches new strikes. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.